Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Vice President of U.S. Bank and Director of Coats for Kids, Karen Bailey, to talk to us about a new partnership with Convoy of Hope, but most important, about Coats for Kids. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity, Emily.
You're welcome. Well, let's find out a little history about Coats for Kids. And I understand U.S. Bank was the one who started the program?
Well, actually, it was a different bank that was prior to U.S. Bank. And the president of our bank came to Las Cruces, and he asked me if there was a Coats for Kids program in Las Cruces. And I said, no, what is that? And he said, well, let's start one, because the community that he came from had a Coats for Kids program. And so we started it back in 1995. We tweaked it as we went along. But the bottom line is we are providing coats for children in need. And, of course, we have partners, because we realized very early in the process that we needed community partners to help us. So back in 1995, we got together, did some brainstorming, and we decided that we would do a used coat drive for children in Doñana County from birth through the fifth grade. And we encompass the three school districts within the county: Gadsden, Las Cruces Public Schools, and the Hatch Public Schools. And our partners are Comet Cleaners. They take all of the used coats that we receive and they clean and repair them. 101 Gold Radio is our media partner who promotes the event and does some fundraising for us. Community Action Agency is the not-for-profit organization that's responsible for the registration of the children.
Now, I understand all the children that will be receiving the coats this year have already registered.
That's right. They have. They've registered through the social workers within the three school districts. So they register the children and their younger siblings who might need a coat. And if there are children who are not yet in school, they have been able to register directly with Community Action Agency.
So about how many people do you have registered so far?
Right now, we have about 3,000.
So you need about 3,000 coats.
Yes, we do. And actually, we need more this year because of our partnership this year with Convoy of Hope.
And what is Convoy of Hope?
Well, Convoy of Hope is a collaborative effort from some area churches and local not-for-profit agencies to provide a myriad of services for families on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So families do not have to register for Convoy of Hope. However, for the Coats for Kids, we have our 3,000 children that are registered.
And that's part of Convoy of Hope that have already registered.
Right. We will do our distribution this year at the Convoy of Hope event. This is the first time we've done this.
So this is 1 week before Thanksgiving?
It is, on the Saturday before. So the families that have registered for Coats for Kids will come to the Las Cruces Convention Center, which is where Convoy of Hope will be held, at 7 a.m., and we will do our distribution for our families that are pre-registered. The actual Convoy of Hope event does not begin until 10. And if our families want to participate in the Convoy of Hope, they can do that. They just simply go get in line for the Convoy of Hope. And the things that will be provided will be health screening. There will be immunizations, flu shots. A lot of health issues will be addressed. There will be folks there providing free haircuts. If anyone would like that, I think there will be family photography. And then, of course, we'll have a lot of not-for-profit agencies there providing information on the services they can offer to our community.
Now, you've been with this Coats for Kids from the inception,
yes,
as you mentioned, from the very beginning. How have you seen as far as how the community receives this program?
Well, we've seen two things, Emily. First of all, in the very early days, we distributed 500 to 800 coats every year. And no one has ever been turned away. We've always had plenty of coats. As time went on, the social workers told us that there were more families who had children who needed coats. So we realized we needed to increase our registration numbers. But of course, when you do that, then that means you have to have more coats. Now, this really is a used coat drive. I think I mentioned that Comet Cleaners takes the coats and they clean them and repair them. However, we don't get enough used coats to meet the need. So we do some fundraising and we purchase new coats. So over the years, we have been so very grateful to the Las Cruces community, businesses and individuals alike, who have provided cash donations for us so we can purchase new coats. We have a vendor now, and we can purchase coats for $10 each, and they're heavy, nice jackets.
What is the deadline for donation of coats and donation of monies?
The deadline for donation of used coats is on Friday, November the 8th. For new coats, it would be the 15th of November, because we have to have time to get them organized. We have coat racks, and we segregate the coats by gender and by size, so that when our families come in, we take them, and it's easy for them to be able to pick out a coat for their child.
Now, families line up very early in the morning. Tell me about that.
They do. In the past, we have always done the distribution at the bank. And I'll get there, about 5 in the morning to make sure everything's ready. And there are families lined up, sometimes all the way around the building, waiting very patiently, by the way. And it's cold, and waiting for us to open the doors, ready to start our distribution. So all of our volunteers get there very early. Community Action Agency comes in the day before, set up their computers, because they have the software and the families that are registered there, so they can verify that. And when we actually start, it goes really fast, because we take the families, we have volunteers take them one at a time back to where the coats are housed, and they let their children try on a coat, find one they like, and then they're on their way.
Now, besides coats and donations of funds, you need volunteers. Tell us about that.
Thank you. We do need volunteers, particularly this year for the Convoy of Hope. The Convoy of Hope, as I told you, starts. We will start our distribution at 7 in the morning on Saturday, November 23rd. Well, we will be unloading our coats at 4 a.m. off of a semi-truck that will be parked at the loading dock at the convention center. So we will need help getting all of the coats and the coat racks off the semi into the room where we'll be doing our distribution and getting everything organized so that when our families come in, we're ready for them. We need volunteers throughout the day to help families, walk with them and help them with their children pick out a coat. And then at the end of the day, we'll need help taking any coats that we have left over, which I don't anticipate we're going to have very many this year, and the coat racks back to the storage at the bank.
So you're needing about how many volunteers?
Well, for Coats for Kids, I think we need between 75 and 100. The actual Convoy of Hope event, we need closer to 1,000. Because the Convoy of Hope also will provide boxes of food for every family.
Especially for Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's right. And we need a lot of volunteers to walk with the families through the different stations that they will be going through at Convoy of Hope, and then helping them carry their groceries out to their cars, answering questions. We need Spanish speakers. So we do, and I'm confident that our community will step up and help on that day. And even though the event really is from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m. Anytime during that day, we would love to have volunteers, but we do need to have their names ahead of time.
Is there a deadline for volunteers to register?
You know, for Convoy of Hope, I'm not sure. I think it's that week, like the Monday of that week.
And where do they call?
You know, there is a website, Convoy of Hope website, convoyofhopelc.org. And I believe they can register right online. If not, they can call me and I can point them in the right direction. And my number is 575-636-6706. This is our 19th year. We started in 1995.
And through these years, tell me something that has really touched your heart.
Well, all of the work that goes in ahead of time is pretty labor intensive. And retail is hard work, by the way, handling all these coats and moving them to the proper rack. And, you know, that's hard work, something I really don't have experience in. However, when you see the looks on the faces of these children who are receiving a new coat or a warm jacket, because even the used ones we get are very good shape, it's all worth it. And our parents, our families are very grateful. They're very sweet. Some of the families come and don't bring the children, but we love to have the children come because we like to interact with them. We try to make it a very festive atmosphere. We have Santa Claus there. We play Christmas music. Price's Creameries has always provided milk and juice for every person that comes. And we also have cookies that we hand out. In the past, we've provided hot dogs. And hot dogs, by the way, smell really good at 8 o'clock in the morning when you're hungry. And so we try to make it real festive and make it fun for the kids because they've been standing in line for a long time and they know why they're there and they have great anticipation on their faces waiting to get their coat.
So it's the smile on the faces of the families and that anticipation that really touches your heart.
It
Is there
does.
A story that you have that...
I probably have plenty. I remember one year there was a child who was registered for a certain size, and this does happen sometimes. When they actually get to the event, the parent decides they want to get a different size, perhaps a little larger, so they'll have plenty of room. And this little girl, we always ask them, what color do you want? And this little girl wanted a pink. Little girls always want pink coats. Well, it was near the end of the day, and she could not find a pink jacket in her size. And so we suggested to her mom that maybe we should look at a different size, a size up, if you will, because that way she could wear the coat longer, and maybe we could find a pink jacket. And sure enough, we did. And she was so happy that she found her pink jacket. So it's little things like that, you know, nothing earth-shattering, but to her it was a big deal.
And little boys, how do they react?
Oh, the little boys don't want to be as excited, you know, but they are. And of course, you'll ask them, what color do you want? And they don't really care. But when you're actually with them and they're helping them try on, they do care. They have very specific ideas also. They just aren't as verbal as the little girls.
And, of course, with babies, the mothers that would select
it. Yeah, yeah.
So, again, Coats for Kids. So the program started in 1995 in their 19th year. And from Coats for Children, newborn children through the fifth grade will receive either a slightly used coat or even a brand new coat.
That's correct.
Again, this deadline for donations will be on Friday, November the 8th. Donations of the coats and cash would be by November the 15th so they can purchase new coats. And you need 3,000 coats.
Well, we do. That's how many we have registered, Emily. However, our goal this year is about 4,500 because we want to have plenty of coats for the families of the Convoy of Hope that aren't necessarily registered for Coats for Kids. There's no registration for Convoy of Hope. Families just show up. So we want to be able to provide coats for those families also.
Well, we really appreciate this, especially coming up through the seasons with windy days and it's getting cold now.
Yes.
Then just the Saturday before Thanksgiving, it's such a special day then so that they can have food for Thanksgiving as well and be warm.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I really do want to thank the Las Cruces community. This is one program of many this time of year. And it really takes so many of us working on our specific programs to make a difference. And the people in Las Cruces are very, very generous. And I'm appreciative of that for Coats for Kids and for all the other wonderful organizations that are providing services for those in our community that need the help right now. And we never know who will be impacted. And so I am very thankful for the many good people of Las Cruces and the businesses also.
Well, besides coats and donations of funds, we need volunteers, especially people who speak Spanish.
Yes, that is exactly right.
So
thank you.
Bilingual volunteers or Spanish-speaking volunteers to be able to continue and help out all of our families in our community. Well, really appreciate you coming up, bridging the community with Coats for Kids and the Convoy of Hope.
Right. Emily, thank you for what you do in making our community aware of this. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Vice President of U.S. Bank and Director of Coats for Kids, Karen Bailey.
You're welcome.
For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.